You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Well, hello. Welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. As it's now winter in Chicago, oh boy, it is gorgeous here. You must see this beautiful city in the winter. It's breathtaking. Put this on your must visit when it's safe to do so list. I promise you, you won't be sorry. For those who don't know me, I'm an author, spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and a passionate believer. I believe in angels, angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I believe in the law of attraction and have incorporated so many of these laws into my life and have manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never even considered. Maybe you're a spiritual person. Maybe you don't know if you are. Maybe in listening to the show, you can relate a little bit to maybe to my stories, and maybe you feel less alone. Maybe it's confirmation, which you've experienced your whole life, but really didn't talk about it. I will tell you, you are certainly not alone. Whatever the reason, I'm so glad you've tuned in. Thank you. If you're looking for change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place. I'm here to help. I'm a bridge. I'm a storyteller, and I share many true stories that have enabled me to test out the universe and my experience in the part of the co-creation of my life. I was blessed with this podcast, seemingly out of nowhere, but divinely created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of their lives, take charge of their thoughts, and co-create your desires with the universe. All right, let's get started. This week's topic, belief, not just for Christmas time. All right, but so by now you may know I'm a believer, you think? All right, we're going to come back to that later, but I just thought I'd mention that in case you don't know that about me or you've never been to my home with my Believe decor in every room all over the walls. Haha. But truly, what is belief anyway? Simple. It's just faith. It's pure and divine faith. It's really that easy. I know what you're thinking. It's so hard to have faith when this is going on or that is going on in our lives. Not just that, but what about this and that? And how about this and that? How are you supposed to have faith when all this is happening around me? I hear you. I do. Believe me, I do. There are times that I get aggravated, frustrated, scared, or just plain pissy about the way things are going. I look about my decor staring me in the face and I say, yeah, I get it. I do believe. And then I go about my business. There are times I don't want to be reminded, maybe for a day or two, because I need to unhook. I need to disconnect. I want to eat what I want, sleep, cry, watch mindless TV, and do nothing. Eventually, when I'm ready, I reconnect, and I hop back on the belief train and ride it out, enjoying the view. I think we've established this by now that I'm a pretty steadfast believer. Believing has changed my life. Faith has changed my life. That's the law of attraction, putting it out there to the universe, following the gut messages, the roadmap, and trusting that what you have asked for will manifest in its own time. Let me repeat that, in its own time. Divine timing, not your timing. That's where the frustration comes in. We want what we want when we want it, period. But that's not how the universe works. Everything is in divine timing. We don't know everything. We don't know all the moving pieces behind the scenes. There's a saying that I love. I see it on Instagram often. It's something like, your name is being mentioned in rooms you haven't entered yet. Yep, so true. There's so much we don't know because we're not supposed to know everything. Our job is to ask, believe, and receive. Our job is just to trust the universe, God, our guides, our angels, that all will be revealed in divine timing. Okay, so I have an amazing story to share with you today, and it's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it will come as shock to some people when they listen to this show today. So when I back when I was in high school, back in the 70s, not afraid to date myself, women, I didn't go to college, and a lot of women my age didn't go to college. In those days, you only went to college if you were going to do something like be an accountant or be a nurse or, you know, something that you needed to go to college for. You just didn't go to college to go. You either went to college for a purpose or you went to work. That's how it was in the 70s. And so in high school, when I was in high school, they set you up for working, you know, a lot of those of us that weren't going to go to college. And so that's why there were so many typing classes and shorthand classes and machines that learn how to work these, you know, machines and to prepare us for the workforce. And so that's what I did. And I rocked at it. I got an A in shorthand, and I was actually a tutor for shorthand. So I knew that when I got out of school, I was going to go to work. And I did. I went to a bank right away and I got a job, and I worked for a treasurer of a bank. Like early out of high school, I was a kick-ass secretary. Always. I worked my way up to executive assistant. I made a very good living. But what I always wanted was I always wanted to work in a hospital. I do not know why. I did not want to be a nurse. I'm not a needle person. I just knew that the environment of a hospital was something that I was drawn to. Whenever I would go visit a family member or something in the hospital, I loved it. I would look around and I'd be like, how can I get here? Okay, I'm a secretary. Are there any secretarial jobs in hospitals? This is for real. I just wanted to work in a hospital. Now, when I look back on it, I realize that because there are so many angels in hospitals and so much beautiful energy, and it, actually angels are walking the halls, I was connected with that energy. Even if I was driving and I would stop at a light and I would look up and I would be at an intersection where there was a big hospital, I would look at the hospital and I would be like, take me. Is there a job? How can I be there? I could feel a pull to work in a hospital. I just didn't know how. I even tried to get a job as a medical transcriber. That didn't work out, but I didn't know how. I used to laugh and say, you know, one day if I win the lotto, I'm going to dress really nice and I'm going to volunteer at a hospital. I just knew that I wanted to be in that environment in the healthcare profession. Didn't want to be a nurse, but I knew that there was a place for me. I just didn't know how to get there. So for years and years and years, I tried to get a job in a hospital. Everything. I can't even tell you every hospital in the Chicago area I tried with. Always made a good living. Always knew that one day I would be there. Okay. So I lost my big job after 25 years, and I moved back from Florida, and I got, you know, through a series of jobs, whatever, I was working at a pharmaceutical company. Very nice job. I was front desk receptionist, secretary, whatever. And it was about 40 minutes from home. And I knew that I always said, I want to work in a hospital close to home. There's a hospital in Chicago that I just loved and that I have tried to get in so many times that I actually had an account on their website, and that I would just apply at this hospital. And it wasn't far from my home. One of the hospitals, and it's a very big, big hospital in Chicago. That's pretty much all I'm going to say. So I was working at this pharmaceutical company, and I just could feel this pull. I was like, what is going on? I would be like shaking when I'd be filing or doing the mail. I was shaking all the time. I'm like, I am not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be somewhere else. And it was a pharmaceutical company. And so they used to deliver to these hospitals, and they deliver to this one hospital that I just loved. And every time I would hear the name, I'd be like, oh, how do I get a job there? And I was pulled. So one day, I don't know, I was looking at jobs online. I don't even know how it happened. And I saw that there was a job for a technology company, and it was really close to my home. And it was a 3-month temp job. but it was really close to my home. And technology company near my home, like 5 minutes. I was like, I'm going to apply. Now, this is a temp job. I had a full-time job with benefits. This was a temp job. So I contacted this agency because it was through an agency. And she says, send me your resume. And she sees my resume with the pharmaceutical company on it. And she said, you know, you have a really good shot at this. With your permission, I'm going to present you to the company. And I was like, I know, but I thought this was a technology company. What do they want with pharmaceutical? Like, and so she wasn't able to tell me the name of the company yet. I was like, okay, until she sent me the form to fill out to present me. I opened up the email, saw the company name, and guess what? It was the hospital that I've always wanted to work at. You know, the hospital that I have an account with, that hospital, that's where it was for. And it was a 3-month temp job. So I got an interview. I couldn't believe it. But there it was. There was the job that I had been, but it was a temp job. And I was like, I don't care. This is a sign. I don't care. So I got the interview and went in and met the girl it was a girl going on maternity leave. And I was going to take her job for 3 months. And she met me at the door, whatever. I had a great interview with her boss, and he and I just talked about Disney. And I thought, do I have this job? But he loved that I worked for Disney. So we talked about Disney the entire time, and we barely talked about the job. But I got the job. I walk out with the girl, the girl who is, you know, 9 months, she's pretty much 9 months pregnant at this point. She walks me to the door, and she looked at me sweet as can be. And she said, are you okay with this? This is a 3-month job. And I said, yes, I am. And I'll never forget the words I said to her. I said, I have faith. I swear she probably looked at me like, okay, don't hire that lady because she's crazy. She's leaving a full-time job to come and take my job when I'm pregnant and I'm coming back. So anyway, I got the job. Started there and learned and worked. I'm so happy. I was a contractor, but I was so happy. And I knew that I wanted, I'm like, well, I don't know. But my guides kept telling me that I was going to be there, that I was going to stay there. And I was like, okay, but is she not coming back? Like, how am I staying here? So again, I didn't have plan B. And let me remind you that I never told anybody. I only told like my two best friends that this was a temp job. They love me. My best friends, they love me. But I'm sure they were like, oh my God, that's that Karen taking these crazy leaps of faith. Like, what is she doing? But they love me. And they were very supportive. And I kept telling them, I don't know. I cannot explain this to you. But I'm supposed to be there. Okay. Nobody else knew. I live with one of my sons and I help pay the bills. I did not have a plan B. I should not have taken, by anybody's standard, I probably shouldn't have taken, quit a full-time job with benefits for a temp job with no benefits. But what can I say? That's me. I can't explain it. So I get an email one day and find out she's going to come, you know, the girl who had her baby, and she's going to be coming back a little early. And there I was. Your last day will be whatever on this Friday. And I was like, okay. And then something happened. They kept me for another week. Okay. I was working on a project. Then when that came, they kept me for another week. I had to retrain her on some things that this project that I had been working on. Okay. I have another week. Still nobody knew. So I started applying for jobs within the company. Nothing was working. And I kept telling my guides, okay, I don't have a plan B here. And there's an expiration date. Excuse me. There's an expiration date to this job. I don't have a plan B. But there I was again. They pulled me back for another week. Then one day I get a call from my agency. It's about 4:00. They said, oh, your last day is today. You're finished at 4:30. 4:20 came. I got pulled back again. Again, I'm like, okay, my guides are like, nope, you're going to be there. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to contradict you guys, but how am I going to be here? Nope. So I go home and I'm freaking out because I don't have a plan B. My son doesn't know, hardly anybody knows that I did this, that I took this crazy leap of faith. So I go to bed and I'm like freaking out. I'm kind of crying, probably crying, and I'm praying. And I'm praying to my grandmother because I pray to my grandmother whenever I have to pray about money. I don't know. My grandma was my money lady. And I'm praying to my grandma and all the angels come in and I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't have a plan B. Please tell me that I'm in the right place. And so they showed me a windowsill in my room. And it was like kind of the old fashioned windowsills where there actually is a windowsill. And right above the windowsill, it was within my reach. Above it, on the windowsill were gems, all different colors and shapes and sizes, sparkly, beautiful gems. And the color of this company, the logo of this company, that color was up there. But there was about a dozen of them, everything in different shapes and sizes. And they said to me, everything you desire is within your reach. And I was like, okay, I got it. Okay. So I go back to work. And again, I'm going to be leaving. They went as far as to give me like a goodbye, like a card and, you know, thank you for all you've done. And I was like, I'm out the door. So I go to lunch that day and I'm very upset at my lunch hour. I'm crying in the car. And I call my cousin Tootsie and I'm like, Tootsie, I'm feeling this. They're telling me this, but this isn't working out. And I have to, you know, whatever, I'm leaving soon. But they're telling me this. Tootsie listens patiently. I go back into work. I go to my desk because now the admin is back. So she's back at her desk and I'm like at what they call a hotel cube. I'm by the window in a beautiful view out the window. I sit at my desk and I see there's a message from her, an IM from her. And she said, are you back from lunch yet? I said, yeah. She said, can you come over to my desk? So I go over to her desk and she is in the conference room and she pulls me into the conference room and shuts the door. And I said, are we having a meeting? Are we having a staff meeting? And she sat down and she said, there's something I have to tell you. I am moving to Texas. I'm leaving. And this will be my last on this, whatever day is going to be her last day. She said, I just found out my husband got transferred and we're moving. And I would like you to apply for this job. So long story short, I applied for the job. And I did have to interview because now the job was going to be reporting to somebody else downtown, not the person that I knew. But I went downtown and I feel like I asked my angel to stay with me during this interview because I know I'm supposed to be here. On the train home, I'm like, I know I'm going to get this job. Anyway, long story is, whatever, I got the job. That is the job that I have now. I do have a job outside of all this. I have the most beautiful job close to home. Flexibility for admins was never a thing in this job role. Most admins don't have flexibility because we're the gatekeepers. But with this job, and I have so much flexibility, and this manager is a dream. And if she's listening, she knows how I feel about her because I tell her all the time how grateful I am for this job and to be part of this team. And when COVID hit and we all got sent home, she would tell our team all the time. We would have team meetings on Microsoft Teams. And she would say, I want you all to take care of yourselves and be happy. She was a dream, an angel during COVID. Because of her, because of COVID, because of this company, because I was able to work from home, I wrote my third book in 65 days. After the book came out, 5 days later, I got this podcast. Like, all of this happened because of this job that I have wanted forever, this company that I've always wanted to work for. That, my friends, is a miracle. I've never been happier than I am at this job with the flexibility to work from home, go within, heal further, write my third book in 65 days. And because of this book, contacted about this podcast and it quickly came to be. Hurry up, we need a picture for the podcast. You need to approve your background music. We need, your first show is due this week. That, my friend, is divine timing. I have manifested this job for my entire life. I just did not know what, why. Yes, I'm not in a hospital. I am not part, you know, in a, I'm administrative. I'm in a different type of building, but I am part of this amazing company, this amazing industry that I have always wanted to be in. When I walk into a hospital with my badge, I am like, I am part of this. I am part of this job. I am part of this industry. I'm part of this love. I am part of these heroes. I am part of this. This is what I've always dreamed of. If I hadn't taken that leap of faith, I wouldn't have been able to do any of this. The job I left when I took this miraculous leap of faith didn't have the ability to work from home. They were essential. This job afforded me everything I prayed for, close to home flexibility. I never had that in my life again. Very, very few people know the story that I did this. Those that knew me loved me, but again, I think they thought I was nuts. They must have thought that I was taking this leap in faith and belief thing a little too far. Again, those listening to this for the first time, maybe now they'll understand a bit more why I trust God, Source, the universe so much. Maybe now you'll understand why I have so much faith. I told a very good friend of mine this story after, I don't know, about a year. And he said to me, well, that was a crapshoot. And I said, no, it was a leap of faith. He goes, no, that was a crapshoot. I go, no, it was a leap of faith. Tomato, tomato. It's all how you look at it. Perspective. I chose a leap of faith and I always will. All right. So believe me, I am not telling anyone to do what I do. I wouldn't tell you this to try this at home. I wouldn't. But I would tell you, faith is faith. And who are we to judge what leaps of faith we each take? I can tell you this experience not just strengthened my faith, but it sharpened my gut instincts and intuition. I would not tell you to do this, but I would tell you not to not do this. I will tell you to believe in leaps of faith. I will tell you that everything is in divine timing. And if you feel that you're supposed to do something, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take the leaps of faith. Sometimes we're pushed into it, but that in itself is a leap of faith. All I had to do was follow the steps I was shown and keep believing that my angels were guiding me to something amazing. All those gems that they showed me on the windowsill, all within my reach, are being delivered to me continually. Anything is possible when you believe. I think that's why we talk about Christmas miracles. Because when so many people believe, there's so much power in belief. There's so much power in the in groups of believing. Can you imagine if we all believe together, when we believe together what we can accomplish? I don't know. Isn't that how reindeer fly? So much faith and belief out there. What we put our faith and belief together, all combined. Can you imagine? Think of the magic we can make. Oh, there's a word I love, magic. Well, what do you know? That's next week's episode, Making Magic. I want to thank you so much for reaching out to me with amazing experiences and fabulous stories. I'm getting so much confirmation when I hear other stories. It's wonderful. A big shout out to Phil from Canada. Hey, get started on that novel, bud, because I am all in. I love hearing your stories. I love it. As I'm recording this, it's December 23rd. You won't get this, you won't hear this until after Christmas, but I wanted to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, the happiest of holidays. Even during these tough times, the spirit of the season never really loses its true meaning. If anything, our faith and our belief should and will be stronger as we head into the new year. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep your beautiful lights shining brightly. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on our show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.